Hi there. The word for you today is a notable woman or man. In 2 Kings 4 verse 8 we read, Elisha went to Shunem where there was a notable woman. And what happened? Well, let's read it. And she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, Let us make a small upper room, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table, and a chair, and a lampstand. Now this is loaded with great lessons. Let's look at some of them. Number one, whatever you want more of in your life, you must make room for it. You don't get what you want in life, you get what you prepare for. This woman's generosity toward Elisha resulted in having a child, when she wasn't able to. And then later, when that child died, the same prophet raised him from the dead. What's the point? Simply this. When you make room for God in your life, you make room for the blessings that come with them, okay? Number two, notice the four things she put in the prophet's room. A bed. There are times when you must run and there are times when you must rest. Indeed, if you don't learn to slow down, sometimes you break down. She put a table in there. What's that all about? Well, you need spiritual food to nourish your soul. If you plan to keep giving out to others, then you must have a plan for taking in yourself. She put a chair there, and that speaks of study. Paul writes to Timothy, his son in the gospel, 2 Timothy 2:15, and said, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And finally, she put in a lamp. What does that speak of? Illumination. Even after you've studied long and hard, you need the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth of God's word to your heart. Well, there you have it. That's how to become a notable woman or man.